My sense is that you try and help out in your own way, too. Tell us about song number two that you selected and its roots in your life.
Aristi, I was supporting a little girl in Ethiopia through an organization called Compassion International, and they were asked to leave the area because the militant Muslims had come and didn't want a Christian organization taking care of their children. And the song was written really for my own closure, you know, because I just got this letter that said, you're no longer needed and we don't know what's going to happen to this person. And I had spent a long time bonding, writing letters back and forth, and was very concerned for her. And just at the time, it was pre-September 11th, and so I had no idea the magnitude of what was happening, you know, in that part of the world. And so it was, I say, a lot of it was closure for me, and it was just sort of sorting out, why would people do this in the name of God? So the song sort of became more of a question of, is this right or is this wrong? Or, you know, I don't really care who you pray to. I just was sort of would rather have people have peace in their life, whether it's with a God or not a God. But if a God is going to bring anger and hatred, then maybe it's better, as John Lennon says, is not to have a God.
I think that's a pretty good introduction to the song. Aristide is the song, and it's by my guest, Russ Downs.
Aristide, I hear your town was taken over, and compassion was sent away by people who believe that they know better. Now I've got to believe that you're okay. And I don't care if you're praying to Jesus, Muhammad or Buddha, or Krishna tonight. I just hope that someone is listening, and that you're gonna be alright.